Shabbat for Mishnah 1, Bema Tomnin, with what may one insulate? And what this goes into now is the issue of insulating hot food on Shabbos and even before Shabbos. And on before Shabbos, you're not even allowed to insulate with something that adds heat. The reason for that being that the sages were worried you'd insulate it in coals on Friday afternoon, and comes Friday night, now you're in Shabbos, and you see the food's getting cold, so what do? You stoke up the coals. So there's a rabbinical decree that you're not allowed to insulate food even before Shabbos on Friday with something that adds heat. On Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to insulate food even with something that doesn't add heat. And that's for a different reason. And there we worry that you're going to come on Shabbos to insulate your food and you're going to see actually that the food's getting cold. So what you're going to do is you're going to put the food back on the fire, which is not permitted. So the Mishnah is going to list, and the next Mishnah are going to list things which are prohibited from doing on Friday because they add heat. They fall into the category of materials that somehow add heat. And other categories of materials we'll list afterwards. So these you can't even do on Friday. And then afterwards, things which don't add heat. So you could do it on Friday, but you can't do it on Shabbos. Okay, so b'mai tamnin, with what may one preserve, or b'mai in tamnin, what may one not insulate? What are you not allowed to insulate with? So ein tamnin lo begefis, v'lo bezevel, with peat, or with manure. These things are now considered that they'll somehow add heat, actually make the food hotter. Peat, manure, v'lo melach, salt, v'lo besed, lime, v'lo bechul, and sand, bein lachim, bein yevashim. All of these things, whether they're dry or whether they are moist. Lo betevin, these things, straw, v'lo bezagim, grape skins, v'lo bemoichim, and pomace. Pomace is after they squash the grapes, what's left over, like the pulp of it. V'lo basavim, not with grassy kind of herbs, bizman shem lachim, when they are moist, aval betumnin bim, kishayin yevashim, but you could insulate with these when they are dry. I think the principle for us, I don't think any of us is really going to come on Friday, you know, to insulate with lime or sand or whatever. There are issues for us of insulation. You know, you do have to be careful in certain circumstances with it, even on Friday when you start adding electricity or something like that, you know. Tomnin bekusos beperus, so one can preserve with clothes. This is now talking about on Friday because it's not going to add heat, right? And with produce, with any kind of fruit, the kanfa yoina, with the wing feathers from a pigeon, uvin soris, with sawdust, shell harashin from a carpenter, vinoris, shell pishtan, daka, and also with chips of fine flax. These things do not add heat, and therefore you could insulate with them on Friday. Rabbi Yehuda Eiseh bedaku umata begasa. Rabbi Yehuda prohibits with fine chips of flax, but permits if they coarse. Okay, but on Friday you could insulate with these things, and for example, like a blanket. I've overseas in Israel. I was once, and they took the pot on Friday of hot food for Friday night and wrapped it up in like a blanket. You know that they so that would be permitted on Friday. Can't do that on Shabbos, right? The minute Shabbos comes in, you can't do that. But on Friday, you could do something like that.